You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we've got one of my good friends in commercial real estate. He's the founder of Fortune International Real Estate. Did I give you a promotion? I don't think so. I think that's the truth. Edgardo De Fortuna, we're going to talk about real estate, international investing in commercial and residential real estate with the man who makes it happen. Edgardo, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Nice being here.
Now, I'm having problems with the technical part for a little bit, but I did want to just ask you one question. It seems to me like the market is somewhat in balance. Supply and demand is pretty equal, and it doesn't look like we're heading into any kind of a overhang with the market on residential condos. What are you seeing at Fortune?
I like that term, in balance, because that's exactly what is happening. It's Miami is usually cyclical, and it's either too much supply or too much demand. And today we seem to be in a very mature market and a lot more stable than in past times. So I feel very comfortable about this. And Miami has grown as a city, and the real estate market follows that for sure.
It's an amazing circumstance. And as we're maturing in a city, you're seeing buyers from all over the world coming. I recently saw that there was a groundbreaking announcement for a group out of Turkey, which somebody would say Turkey. But then when you step back and realize that we've been having direct flights from Turkey, the Turks are here in force. Are you seeing that in your practice?
Yeah, we see that in a very good way. I mean, Turkey was a market that didn't exist at all. And since they put direct flights, and of course the economic and political situation in Turkey contributes to people wanting to live, at least to spend significantly more time here in Miami. And the weather conditions, the quality of life here is relatively similar to what they have there, so they really are attracted to that. And we see not only buyers from Turkey, but investors that are thinking about buying commercial property, developing. So it's really a very active market today.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, because Fortune was really one of the first large companies in town that really catered directly and specifically to the foreign markets. And you started with a little bit of residential. Now you're in residential, you're in commercial. I guess you're seeing the same demand for commercial.
Well, a lot of people are typically looking for investments, at least at the beginning. The first inquiries into Miami, they all either, even if they buy a residential condominium, they're thinking about renting it out and making some income out of it. So the commercial is a natural transition for many of the buyers that are looking for income producing property. So, of course, we have close to 1,000 brokers, and we specialize both in residential and commercial.
Boy, you sound like you might be a busy guy. Mm-hmm. Now, what are you finding? Is there any particular submarket that's more appealing than another submarket? I mean, Brickell offers one form of living. Midtown, am I going to do this? Midtown offers another mm-hmm. form of living. Edgewater, another form of living. And whatever they're calling the Omni area mm-hmm. these days, is it completely different? There's all kinds. And then I guess pure downtown, Flagler Street.
Right. There are many submarkets, as you say, and they really attract different type of people. And people that are more business oriented are more into the Brickell area, and people that are more into views and shopping and coolness and stuff are either drawn to Edgewater or Midtown. And the ones that are more residents or people that are going to spend significant times here are attracted to the beach because of all the conditions and larger units. So we have almost for all flavors of type of property. So it's really great to be in Miami real estate.
Yeah, well, I live in Edgewater, so I guess that makes me cool and that I have a good view.
You sure are. it's really an up. I mean, I brought my alliance from New York brokers, the town residential brokers, on a tour about 3 or 4 months ago. And we took them to Edgewater, and they could not believe the great buildings that are being built and the value that Edgewater presents. Because you can have the most wonderful views and minutes away from the design district and all the bustling of what Miami has to offer for a fraction of the price of what you buy in Miami Beach.
Well, I lived there for 25 years. They finally found me out, I guess. It's fabulous. fabulous. Mm-hmm. And I still know the nuances of the neighborhood, so they can bring it on. I'm still going to be able to live there and have a great lifestyle. I'm excited.
Absolutely. It's going to only get better there because, again, the quality of developers attracted to that area is going to make it very, very impactful.
Well, I once had Carlos Rosso on the I've had him on a few different times, but mm-hmm. he talked about how that portion of Biscayne Boulevard offers him the best bones to have the best type of development that he could have in town.
It is true. Of course, there's very difficult to get good land, and especially waterfront land, anywhere in Miami today. And that area was dormant for a long time. I guess you were the only one that discovered that for a while. And it started, of course, from in south to north. I mean, some of the waterfront in front of the Omni and some of those in the very low 20s streets, and then it keeps going all the way up to the 40th now.
So. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing, and it's completely different, and you have to understand where you're buying, where you're living, and you have to understand what kind of lifestyle you want to have, because while it may seem like you can walk to certain places, it's probably more of an Uber drive in and out of the neighborhood sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, there again, it's for all flavors in a sense. I mean, if you want to walk, it's 10 or 15 minutes, but certainly it's very convenient today with the facilities of Uber and all the transportation that we have. It makes it easier to go to dinner in the Design District or to even go to Brickell or City Center, whatever you pleasure is.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about Sunny Isles. You guys have a significant presence in Sunny Isles. You're, I would say, planting your flag there, but that would be an understatement. Mm-hmm. I've been going to Sunny Isles since I played skee ball at Nathan's. Mm-hmm. You know, between you and the Desers and a couple of other, the Trumps, it's just been amazing what's going on up there. What are you seeing in Sunny Isles, and what's your feeling for supply and demand up there?
Well, it's been a great run of Sunny Isles in the last 10, 15 years has completely changed. And a lot of it is due to the city officials that really decided that it was a great way to be able to allow developers to construct the type of buildings that we're building. And it's attracting not only the biggest developers, but it's also attracting the biggest talent in the world. The architecture that is there today is second to none. I mean, our building, of course, I'm biased, but J Signature is spectacular. Herzog & de Meuron has done an unbelievable job and created what it's going to be a major, major component of the Sunny Isles skyline. But in addition to that, I mean, you have the best properties, and allows you to be creative because the zoning allows you to transfer development rights from the west side of Collins to the east side of Collins, and while creating parks and recreation on the west side and putting all the density on the east side. So it's a win-win situation for everybody, and has again make the total transformation of the area.
I was driving east on 163rd Street the other day in the evening, early evening, when it was just turning the sunset, and the art, I gotta call it, the artwork that they have created with those structures is simply amazing. And you can see Desert's Porsche design. You can see your beauty. I mean, I don't even know what to call the shape of your building.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Thank you. Really, it really is. And coming from 163rd from the bridge, is like you're facing it right on. And wait a couple of months when it's completely finished and we take all the protection on the glasses out and it's fully painted and the whole common areas are finished. I can't wait to have the opening party for Jade Signature.
Well, hold on. I've got a business card here that you're going to need to put on the mail. I'm wondering, we've got another guest that's going to come on at the half hour if you like, and you can stay with us a couple minutes. We'd love to talk more real estate. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Wanda, we're heading into the break. You want to go a little early, get the traffic out of the way so we can have more time on the backside? Sounds like a yes coming out of her. All right, Wanda, take it away. We'll be back with more with Edgardo talking Miami real estate. He's got the inside skinny. We'll also have CEO and president of Princess House, Connie Tang, talking about life-changing values and facing your fears. Wanda, rock the house!